Welcome to Growing in God, the podcast dedicated to helping people understand God's great love, develop spiritual maturity, and experience life as fully devoted followers of Yeshua, Jesus. Growing in God presents the scriptures as your daily guide to a dynamic life of faith. You can find show notes for this episode, as well as free resources and our library of podcasts at hargraveministries.org. And now, your host and Bible teacher, Gary Hargrave.
Hi, and welcome to this podcast. I want to talk today about the fact that we are nearing the upcoming fall feasts of the Lord and the fasts that go along with this time frame. And one of the things that I always have been immersed into when I've been in Israel and celebrating these times of the feasts, especially the Feast of Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement, all of these times are very, very special. In these days, we have the High Holy Days. And one of the main things that really touched my heart about it, as I said, being in Israel, is this idea of during these days giving to those who are very much in need. And so I wanted to just touch on that with this podcast because Israel is very much in need. If we go back to the events of October 7th that took place and the wars that have been engulfing that area, we know that there have been great times of trauma and difficulty that have been experienced by Israel. And what I want to do is just encourage us, because we're probably about a little over a week away from the beginning of this feast season, and I want to encourage us in our giving to Israel. It's one of the things that we have available and that we participate in all year long at Hargrave Ministries. It's one of the real burdens that I personally have and have had since the time of starting Hargrave Ministries and the website at hargraveministries.org, and most of the activities that we do with Hargrave Ministries are to support Israel. And Israel needs our support. They need our help now as much or more than at any time. I just want to read a few scriptures to you, and then I'm going to talk to you about the organizations that we do support, and you'll have a sense and an idea of really what these organizations do. I am beginning with the scripture in Isaiah 40, verse 1. It says, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem." And this is a time that we need to minister comfort to Israel. They need help, obviously, financially, but they need our comfort. Part of our giving is something that comes through to Israel, to the Jewish people there in Israel and all over the world, letting them know that people are with them, comforting them, standing with them, believing with them to see all the prophecies and the promises of the Word of God come true over the people, over the land. And we believe during these times of the feast that it's one of the great opportunities for us to look with anticipation for the fulfillment of God's blessing on Israel. And I want to read out of Genesis the 12th chapter about this, because this idea of God blessing Israel goes way back to the very beginning of the scriptures. In Genesis the 12th chapter, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Now, I know the accusations of anti-Semitism and prejudice against Israel and hatred of Israel say exactly the opposite of this. But this, my friends, is the Word of God. And God blesses and will continue to bless Israel. And when you really see the motivation of God behind it, it is that through Israel, God does intend to bless all the families of the earth, and all the families of the earth will find themselves blessed if they are part of those who rise up to believe the word that God has spoken over Israel, the Jewish people, the land, and bless them. If we bless, we will be blessed. And those who bless Israel will be blessed. And think about that, because we're asking for donations and we're looking for a time during this season of the fall feasts when we can be a blessing in our prayers, in our finances, in every way. We can speak kindly to his people. We can speak kindly to Jerusalem. And we can comfort his people in this great time of tragedy that they have faced since October the 7th. So I want to be a part of this. I want my life and my family blessed. I want to see the world blessed. And I think if we can sweep away the lies of Satan about Israel that come through anti-Semitism, we can see God's love and purpose in choosing Israel and walking with Israel is so that all of the earth can observe how he gives grace and love and gives his presence, his covenants, and his blessings. And that's really what God wants to do with all the families of the earth. I really bless us in this. I think about Matthew, the 25th chapter. Starting at verse 31, it says, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" See, this is his purpose, and we see it coming forth here. "Come, you who are blessed by the Father." How are we blessed? Because we first have blessed Abraham and the seed of Abraham and all of God's word and promises for Israel and the Jewish people. And because we have been a blessing, the Father comes to us at these days of the opening of his kingdom with Christ seated on his throne. And he says, "Inherit this kingdom that has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." And I think that we are in this time of seeing the blessing that comes. You say, well, we're not actually doing this directly. I know we can't all be in Israel to do this necessarily and to execute this, but we can give and we can be a part. And believe me, in this giving that I'm asking for today, these organizations that we're going to talk about and work with are organizations that we at Hargrave Ministries have very carefully vetted. I've traveled to each of these myself and with Bruce Larson, and we have spoken to these. We've been doing this in relationship with these organizations for more than 8 years now, and we don't just encourage people to give when we don't know where that giving is going to and how those finances are being handled. These finances will be handled very carefully, and they are going to the organizations that are not taking them and putting them in somebody's pocket. They are using them for what they are given for. They are nonprofit entities in Israel, and they all function with a great integrity, a high level of integrity. And as I said, we are in touch with them, we stay in touch with them, and I trust very much the way things are handled when you give it through Hargrave Ministries. I personally think it's a tremendous blessing, because here you have the ability to give, and your giving is divided equally between each of these eight entities that I'm going to talk to you about. And 100% of what you give through Hargrave Ministries goes to those entities. Every month we wire the funds to them. And as I said, it is equally divided among these entities. It goes directly to them in Israel. And they are very, very much appreciative. You can go to the website at hargraveministries.org. You can go click on the projects breadcrumb there and the Israel projects and see. One thing you will be able to listen to are the little videos of thanks that they have sent. We've received so many awards and, you know, letters and plaques of appreciation from these organizations over the years, because what we do, it maybe seems small, and maybe it is small, but I'll tell you one thing about it. It's consistent. They see Hargrave Ministries show up every month, giving to them month after month after month. And so as we give this podcast and we're asking for special offerings during this time of the feast, again, what we give will go to them, and it will be given out on a monthly basis as it comes in. And it is divided equally among these organizations. And as I said, Hargrave Ministries doesn't take anything out for our own support or our staff or our personal financial needs of the organization. All of this that we're going to talk about goes directly to Israel and to these organizations. And, you know, some of you may just say, well, beyond feeling good, what do I get out of it? And I would remind you what Luke 6, verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And James talks about it, pure and undefiled religion in James 1:27. He said, in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep one's self unstained by the world. So we are doing the things that the Scripture encourages us, asks us, directs us even to be doing, and that is to be giving to those who are in need, to be blessing the seed of Abraham, and to be constantly praying and crying out to him for the words and the promises over them to be fulfilled. Now, very quickly, I want to give you an idea of these eight organizations or projects that we give to so that you can know exactly what is the target of these funds as they go to Israel. The first I'll mention is the AMI, Jerusalem Center for Biblical Studies and Research. It is an organization that is located in Jerusalem. The AMI Center for Biblical Studies and Research is dedicated to building bridges of understanding between Christians and the Jewish people, which is so necessary right now. And we do this and accomplish this through the use of international conferences, seminars, lecture tours, biblical research, as well as hosting Christians to study in Israel. We've been doing solidarity tours these last years, taking people to Israel. And in Israel, they visit some of these other organizations where they help them physically. So that is one project that we have. Another is the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. The Shiloh Israel Children's Fund supports the youngest victims of terrorism with therapeutic, educational, and recreational projects designed to heal their trauma and give these innocent children a brighter future. Through the use of music, animals, and movement, hundreds of children are being helped to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and move forward with their lives. This is very touching. Being there, visiting the children is so, you know, it makes it so real what is happening and the success that they're having, because all of these therapists are well-trained and educated and licensed in Israel. So don't forget, when you're supporting Hargrave Ministries in this donation, then you are helping to heal these children. They've lost loved ones. They've witnessed the horrors of terrorism firsthand, and helping them heal is a great part of our drive for the needs in Israel. Another project is the IDF, Widows and Orphans Organization. As you know, the IDF is the Israeli Armed Forces, and the IDF Widows and Orphans Organization supports the families of the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice during their service in the Israeli Defense Forces and Security Forces. We remember that in Israel, the women go into the Israel Defense Forces as well as the men. And many of these are young, but a lot of them are reservists. You stay in the reserves until, I don't know, into your 50s. So when someone loses their life, they're leaving children and families behind. And the IDF Widows and Orphans Organization is tremendous about coming alongside these families, these children. They help them through school. My gosh, they're there at their bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. They're there at their graduations. They're there taking care of them, being big brothers and sisters, and really working with them through their life as they continue to grow up and mature without having their family together because of the horrors of the war that is being fought. The next project we have is Yad Eliezer. Yad Eliezer is one of the largest poverty relief agencies. It encompasses more than 20 economic and social service programs that provide food, clothing, household items, as well as job training and child mentoring programs for tens of thousands of families and individuals. So again, when you support this project in Hargrave Ministries, you are directly feeding the poor and helping to break the whole cycle of poverty in Israel. Also, we have a project that is with the Aliyah programs through the International Christian Embassy there in Jerusalem. And the Aliyah programs have assisted more than 150,000 Jews to return or make Aliyah to Israel and get settled and rooted in the country. It's a very difficult thing to make this transition to Israel. Many of these people don't know the language. They don't speak fluent Hebrew. And when they move to Israel, as happens when you transition to other countries, you may be a doctor or a lawyer or some professional, a teacher in another country. But when you move to Israel, your license is no longer valid. And so a lot of these people, when they come to Israel, they start their life by taking on very small jobs that aren't paying very much, and it's difficult for them to get started. And so this Aliyah program helps them to get started, to find housing, to learn the language, and to get back, you know, into a flow of living. People from all over the world are coming, and especially as anti-Semitism is growing through the world, there's many, many more people trying to make Aliyah, and us helping them is something that is very special, very important. The scripture says, "Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in the land in truth with my whole heart and with my whole soul. This is Jeremiah 32:41. And God himself is saying, this is what he is doing with his whole heart and his whole soul. He is bringing his people back to the land and planting them once again in Israel. And we want to be part of helping that happen. A great project that we are also involved with is the Haifa Home for Holocaust Survivors. And this is so important. It's so sad to visit these Holocaust survivors and see them. You know, they've lost families through the Holocaust. Some of them have no family. They have no means of support. And they're all alone. And this is a unique facility that is assisted living for those who need assisted living, as well as fellowship and just providing housing in Haifa, the city of Haifa, and it provides a special place of warmth and loving care for nearly 100 Holocaust survivors that really are in dire need of assistance due to poverty and illness, and they're well taken care of. Like I said, we've been there a couple of times, and to see what is done for them is really amazing. One of the fun projects we have is the City of David Foundation. And I like this because this is kind of futuristic and forward-looking. Some of these things are very heavy. It's hard to work with these sometimes because the need is so heavy and the emotion and the difficulty these people are living through is so hard. But with the City of David, we're seeing the Word of God uncovered through the archaeology and the projects that are happening there. It offers educational programs, interactive tours of the underground archaeological excavations that take Christians to where it all began, in the ancient city of Jerusalem and in the ancient city of David itself. And it's so fun because you see the scriptures fulfilled as they excavate things that are proof that the Word of God is true. And it's just such a blessing. I hope, honestly, that someday everyone can go there and visit this, because many times when we talk about going to Israel, we talk about walking in the footsteps of Yeshua. You'll walk where he walked and visit the places. This for sure is one place when you go there and you walk these streets and the avenues that have been excavated, you are walking where Yeshua walked, where the disciples walked, where these things actually took place. And it is, all I can say is, honestly, it is life-changing. And I know things seem difficult right now in trying to get to Israel, and people are fearful of the war and different things. Travel is difficult, whatever. But I encourage you, plan on going. It is life-changing. And I encourage you to make this journey at some point in your life. The last project I want to mention is the Jewish National Foundation, which is the Keren Kamuf LeIsrael. This is a part of the Jewish National Fund. And what this specifically focuses on is the planting of trees, the reforestation, the refreshing, the beautification of the land of the Bible, which is prophesied. And we have been honored by this organization because we've planted so many trees in the Lviv forest with our donations to help create what is called the Gospel Trail Forest, which stretches from Nazareth to the Sea of Galilee. And it's hiking trails, biking trails, places to go walk and meditate. And again, it's a place of refreshing. But my gosh, Hargrave Ministries has donated so much and planted so many trees in Israel. I'm very, very happy. I'm glad and blessed that we could be a part of this and the relationship that we have with these that labor so much to see the Word of God fulfilled in the reforestation of Israel. And it is happening. And when you go see it, it's happening right before your eyes. And I encourage you to go be a part of it. If you go and you travel with Hargrave Ministries and be part of either a solidarity tour or just a tour that comes up at some point in the future, one of the things we'll try to make sure you can go do is plant trees in Israel. Anyway, these are many of the projects and things that are happening through Hargrave Ministries. And once again, we're entering this time of the feast season. And I encourage us, it is a time of rejoicing. It's a time of joy. It's a time of celebration. Yes, there is some fasting that goes along with it during the Day of Atonement, but it's usually a time of remembering all that God has done for his people and celebrating what he will do in the future as he has spoken in the Word of God. So I encourage you, be a part of it. But with all the celebration and with all the joy and rejoicing of the season, let's also find a place in our heart to give to Israel, to bless the seed of Israel, as we talked about, going all the way back to Genesis, the 12th chapter. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And we want to be part of those that God in this day and hour is blessing because of our relationship with Israel and the children of Abraham. So if you want to give, which I encourage you to do so, please go to our website at hargraveministries.org. Click on the projects breadcrumb at the top, and when you click on that, then in the drop-down box, you will see Israel Projects. Click on that, and then click on the donate button, and we would love to receive your gift. Remember, we are a 501c3 organization, and so your donation will bring you a donation certificate, which you can use for your taxes. And also, through these gifts, 100% of these gifts to the Israel Projects does go directly to the projects. They're divided by 8, and each of the projects receives an equal portion of all that is given. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I want to bless and believe for the time of the feast that you and your family really have a meeting with the Lord to enter into his presence and to enter in to see his coming kingdom fulfilled in our day. Amen. God bless.
Every time I hear the Word of God, I am thankful. I am thankful for God's promises, for His instruction, and thankful for Yeshua's abundant love that is at work in each of our lives. I pray this message has encouraged you, challenged you, and better equipped you to live a life of faith. You are listening to Growing in God, the Bible teaching podcast of Gary Hargrave, the founder of Hargrave Ministries. If this message stirred your heart, then we want to invite you to visit hargraveministries.org to find the show notes for this episode, as well as free downloadable resources. You'll also find our library of additional episodes that will minister the truth of God's Word and help you grow in your personal walk with the Lord. Please subscribe to Growing in God on our website, hargraveministries.org, or follow Growing in God on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. This podcast is made possible through the generosity of the friends and partners of Hargrave Ministries. Will you consider supporting our work today? You can make a contribution by visiting our website at hargraveministries.org. Join us for more insights into God's Word and the principles that will help you develop authentic spiritual maturity on our next edition of Growing in God.